Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, this from Health Day, although older women face more potential pregnancy complications, their children seem to fare better in some ways over the long run, a new study suggests. Using data on over 1.5 million Swedish adults, researchers found that people born to mothers who were in their late 30s or 40s tended to be taller, fitter, and more educated than those born to younger moms. That doesn't guarantee that being born to an older mother means a person will be fitter, taller, or likely to have higher aspirations in education, but it just shows an association between those factors. Now, as someone who had my first child at 36 and my second one at 38, I can tell you that it does not always follow. My children are not taller. They're really not. But, of course, I'm just 4'10", so whether I had a baby in my 70s, I don't think it means that my child is going to be taller, or either of my children. Now, my son is growing, and I'm thrilled about that, but my daughter is tiny, and I'm not quite sure that she's going to get much taller than me. So, you know, this study, you can take it with a grain of salt, take it however you would like. It is showing that this is an association. There is a correlation. I can understand the higher education aspirations, because it tends to be that when women wait into their late 30s and 40s to have children, they tend to be more educated. They tend to have waited for reasons like school, to finish school or to travel or to do any of those things. And maybe they waited for marriage even for those same reasons. So if they are more educated, it seems to follow that their children may have higher aspirations towards higher education as well. Although, as the study says, this is just a correlation, an association between these factors, and doesn't necessarily follow, something that is just quite a little bit interesting. So there are some reasons to wait. I recommend to a lot of people to wait until they are a little bit older and have their stuff together just a little bit more, because you have the ability to be a little bit more patient, I think. But having children younger and in your 20s gives you a lot more energy as well. So you can run around after them, follow them around. So I think there are advantages to both things. And in our second story, we're talking about bloating. Boy, we all feel bloated all the time, don't we? I mean, I just live in a bloated world. So I'm going to give you a little few tips here on getting rid of that bloat. Starting with the morning, drinking hot water and lemon really can help wake up your digestive system, get things moving a little bit. Some green tea with lemon. If you don't like lemon water, I like to put a little honey in there as well. But that does help with the bloating. Drinking a nice, soothing, warm glass of water with lemon definitely does help. You can try going dairy-free in the morning. Some people find that dairy in the morning leaves them feeling a little full, a little bit bloated. So that's another thing. Exercise. You can always do exercise in the morning. I'm telling you, nothing helps beat the bloat faster than one bout of exercise. Get on the treadmill, do some yoga, go to a spin class, do something like that, because that really helps to burn up some calories, get your blood flowing. You can also they say that tropical snacks, pineapple, papaya, contain the enzymes bromelain and pepain, respectively, and that they can help manage bloat by breaking down protein and easing your digestion. So you can snack on a bowl of cut-up fruit or make a papaya, pineapple, and coconut water smoothie for a mid-morning snack, and that could also help you with the bloat. If you haven't tried probiotics, they work for some people. They work for a lot of people. I know that when I don't take my probiotics, I do notice the difference. So those are some tips for morning bloat. And we'll talk more about that as we go, of course. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.